I'm just saying, if I'm Panther ownership right now, I'm not feeling so bad about the whole situation. I got to tell you, parting ways. Look, in the end, they've got their own issues, and they've got to get through it now with talent and Q. They got to figure things out on their own. But this one, it's kind of interesting. Follow him on Twitter at George Richards. Catch his work at The Athletic. George, good afternoon, my friend. How are you doing?
Hey, Big O. What's going on, buddy?
Loving life, my man. So let me ask you, do the Florida Panthers ownership right now, is there any justification at this point? Are they feeling a little better? Are they telling people, you see, because Gerard Gallant takes him to a great season. I think points-wise it was their best ever, but obviously not better than the Stanley Cup year. Then he takes this team, the Knights, to the Stanley Cup, and here he is fired 2 years later. What's up, dude? Why is it that this guy can have success and also wear out his welcome with a quickness?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that whole mess was a mess. I mean, I actually don't think so. I mean, maybe they're like, well, you know, I don't, but no, I mean, that was, they're two completely different circumstances. I mean, the Vegas Golden Knights apparently saw Pete DeBoer on the open market, felt like he was the better coach for that team. And they better grab him before someone else does. At least that's the narrative that I've been hearing out of Vegas, was that they were worried that Pete DeBoer was going to go somewhere else. That wasn't the case here. They fired,
Gallant's a fraud? Is that what it is?
No, I don't think so. Gerard Gallant's not going to be out of work a long time at all. I mean, he was a runner-up for the coach of the year here, and 6 months later he's fired. For various reasons, part of which was he wasn't allowed to coach his team, basically. And he argued with ownership about it and the management at that time, not necessarily ownership, but management. And I think in this case, you know, they've lost four in a row. The goals against are going up. They didn't, you know, they weren't getting off to a terrific start. And Vegas has to win. I mean, they've got, you know, yes, they're an expansion team, but they're also in a market that's about to get an NFL team for the first time, and they need to keep this train rolling. And then felt like, I assume they felt like, you know, we need to get, you know, a guy that's maybe been there, and that's Pete DeBoer's been to the Stanley Cup Finals a couple times, and just felt like he'd be a better fit. I mean, I'm not in Vegas, so I don't know. I'm just talking about, you know, what happened here with the Panthers. And I don't think anybody looks back at 2016-17 and what went on here then as any kind of high point.
But that still sounds weird to you, what's going on in Vegas, right? Because
absolutely.
You're going to get rid of Gallant, and you think that Pete DeBoer is, oh, we can't lose out on Pete DeBoer. But this guy took you to the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't get it. There has to be something else behind the scenes with Gallant, dude. There has to be something.
Maybe. I mean, I haven't heard, you know what? I really haven't heard anything negative on this side of things. I don't think the Florida, you know, in the years that have passed, I haven't heard any player, coach, or anybody in the front office badmouth Gerard Gallant. I mean, that was a decision that was made by past management. And that, you know, and that management was kind of cleaned out not long after Gerard left. So, seems like a different situation to me, but listen, coaches in the NHL get hired to be fired.
I mean, yeah, I know.
You don't see coaches stick around a whole lot. So, you know, that is part of the NHL culture. I mean, if you've got a coach that's been around for, I mean, look at John Tortorella is now like the third longest tenured coach in the NHL. I mean, he hasn't been there all that long. So, you know, that's just how the NHL works. I mean, some teams will have two coaches in a year. I mean, it's just one of those things. And this is one of those years where, six, seven, eight coaches have been fired, and we haven't even hit the All-Star break yet.
Yeah, no, they change coaches like we change underwears. I'm with you 1,000% on that one when it comes to the NHL. They're kind of crazy with that stuff. The other thing, obviously, Panthers back in action tonight against the Kings. Mm-hmm. All right, so I mean, you would be the coach if you could answer this question, but dude, how does Q get consistency out of this team? How can he get them to play at a higher level on a night in and night out basis? Or are you at a point, since you're with this team all the time, this is what it is, and they're not going to get any better?
I didn't understand any of that. I don't know if it's my phone or if it's you. I didn't understand any of that.
Okay.
What happened?
One more time. Go ahead.
Now I can hear you.
Okay, cool. When you look at this team, okay, what can Q do to get them to play more consistent at a higher level? Okay. Or are you at a point now that you've been around these guys long enough that they are what they are? They don't have it in them to take it to another level on a consistent basis. We know that they've done it for stretches, but not on a consistent basis. Your thoughts?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's one of the most frustrating things about this team has been the consistent inconsistency. But they've looked pretty good the last couple games out. Again, you know, we've just hit the midseason point with this team. There have been some stinkers in there. There's been some real exceptional games in there. I feel like this is a very talented team that maybe plays differently at different nights. And when they've got Chris Driger in there, they seem to play a different defensive style than they play in front of Bobrovsky. And maybe that's just a mental thing that, you know, that it happens with hockey teams. Sometimes you see the backup come in and you see a completely different team because they feel like they have to be that way. We're going to find out, right? I mean, you know, they've only won three straight games a handful of times this season. They're going for their third three-game winning streak of the year. That would be their longest of the year. That's not what we expected out of this team. We expected this team to win 5, 6, 7 games in a row and then lose and then come back and win some games, and it just hasn't happened for them. We've seen them lose, you know, 4 or 5 in a row, but we haven't seen them win. You put together a long winning streak, and, you know, you can't win 3 in a row until you win 2 in a row, you know, that old adage. So they're in the middle. They've won a couple here, and they, you know, they've got the LA Kings tonight. They've got Detroit on Saturday. They've got Minnesota, then Chicago. This team could go into the All-Star break on a pretty good run, and I think that's what they need. I think that's what they need to do. They've done that in the past. We've seen this team, you know, go into their break on a 5-game winning streak, and that could happen again here. The thing's going to be, how do they come out of it? Because that's going to be the stretch run. When these guys come back 1st of February with a trip to Montreal and Toronto, you know, it's going to be make or break time for this team. Now it's going to be a sprint. So get the wins when you can get them. Get, you know, beat the teams you should beat. And they're in a stretch right now where they've got very winnable games. And we're going to find out if this team can do it on a consistent basis.
How about Bob? Your thoughts on the way Bob has played overall?
I think he's been okay. I mean, the stats aren't any good. There's no doubt about it. But I've seen every game this team has played. I've seen how this team has played in front of him. He has made, at times, spectacular saves. And at times, he's let in some real bad ones. And that's just the nature of goaltending.
But George, they're not paying him to be okay.
He's got a $10 million contract, right? And you expect 94% save percentage. I know. And he knows that. So, listen, it's been an adjustment period for him. This is a completely different team in front of him than he's used to. And, again, we're past the midway point. Things have to change, and, you know, I think Bob has been his best in February and March, and he has carried his teams to the playoffs on his back. If he does that again, I don't think anybody will remember what his stats were, you know, in the middle of January.
Well, we played the soundbite a couple weeks ago. Dale Tallon was in the booth with Goldie, and I was just cheering, going crazy, because I loved what he had to say finally, because I've been saying it for a while now that – the rubber's hit the road already. You either crap or get off the pot. It's time to break this team up at the end of the year. If it's another weak ass year, even if they just get in the playoffs and get bounced in the first round, you need to take a hard, long look at this team. And Dale Tallon finally said, hey, if some of these guys don't step up, they won't be here And I think that's where we're headed to, because I'm almost at the point, George, that I'm convinced these guys don't have it. They don't have dog in them. They can flash it every once in a while.
I don't know how I'm going to change your mind. I mean, after Dale says that, they go out and they score 5 goals in the second period.
Yeah,
so
that don't mean anything
to
me.
And they get a blowout win.
They don't. That doesn't mean anything to me, because you got to do it, like we just said, on a consistent basis. Go on a run, bro. Play really good hockey for long stretches of time. Don't play good hockey for a short stretch, then bad hockey for a short stretch. Good hockey for a short stretch, bad hockey. That's what they do. That's what they've been. And the goalie has been mediocre. You're paying him to be exceptional, and he's being, you said okay. Okay sucks. I don't want to hear okay from Bob. Bob needs to be exceptional. And what I loved that Talon said is, bro, it's time for them to step up or get the hell out. And I think that's what this team needs. If they don't get it done, you agree? They need to shake it up in a big time way.
And they probably will, but that is months and months. That's months away.
I know.
Like I said, we're still in January, man. They've got plenty of time to do exactly what they need to do. They do need a 5-6-7 game winning streak, and they're very capable of doing that. Whether they do so or not, we'll find out. And the repercussions if they don't, you know, we'll see what those are. And I do think that there is a lot of internal pressure on this team, because that's why they went out and they spent to the cap. That's why they went out and they got all these players, most of whom have lived up to their contracts. You know, and Bob was the thing. You listen, last year, all anybody said, if we had decent goaltending, we'd be a playoff team. And they went out and they got the best goaltender that was available. Overpaid for him, probably. Did they give him too many years? Sure. But that's what they decided was okay. They were fine with it. It's not my money. It's not your money. That's their money. That's what they decided to do. Now, what happens after this year, we're going to find out when it happens, because we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we could have this conversation in 1996, and geez, this team just doesn't have anything, and then all of a sudden they're in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
Hockey's crazy, man. Hockey is nuts. We're going to find out about this team as we go on in the next couple months and see exactly what they've got, and if it isn't up to par, I do believe you're right. I think we are going to see some changes in the offseason.
Okay, now here's the other problem I have with this, George. What we're asking them to do, they've already what have they played now? They have played 34, 45 games now. So you're telling me that after 45 games, we're expecting an attitude change, that all of a sudden they couldn't play like dogs all year. They're all of a sudden now going to be the junkyard dogs that we need night in and night out. That all of a sudden they're going to flip that switch and go from inconsistent to consistent. I have a problem believing that can happen. You tell me.
I don't know. I mean, I don't, because they play a different style. I mean, I don't even know if there is a junkyard dog in the NHL anymore, because everybody plays 6-5 hockey now. So you're going to have a lot of games where goalies are going to give up 4 goals, and you're going to be fine with it because you scored 6 or 7. So,
but wait, George,
hockey does not fly in the playoffs.
But. Yeah, no, but Georgie, yeah, I'm not talking about like you're literally taking the junkyard dog. I'm just saying that you bring it night in and night out, whether you had to shut somebody down or whether you had to outscore them 8-7. I don't care if it was a 1-0 game or 8-7. You adjusted and you won the game however you want it. What I mean is win more often, win more consistently. Like you talked about 5-7 game winning streak, fine. Lose 1 or 2 and then get another 4-5 game winning. That's what I want to see from this team, so I can be convinced that when they walk into the playoffs, they have the kind of toughness that will get you through an entire series, because you're going to play the beautiful game where everything goes well, but you need to win that ugly game where everything went wrong, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, sure. What do you want me to say, man?
I know.
We got 40 games left, but yeah, we're going to find out if they can do it. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I love your hot take, but I mean, until we see, so, you know, we. I don't know what you want me to say, bro.
Okay.
Yes, they need to win some games.
But we'll
see if they can.
That's what I'm asking you.
There will be changes.
What I'm asking you is, you're around them. Do they have the DNA you feel to do it? Because
they've got guys on this team who have won. Now, here's the thing, Big O. They've got guys on this team who who are still trying to figure this thing. The core guys, right, yep, have been to the playoffs for a grand total of 6 games. So you've got guys that are trying to learn how to do exactly that on the fly, and they're getting to the point in their careers where it's, you know, put up or shut up, and we're going to find out if they've got that intestinal fortitude and are able to do it. But, you know, to say can they, won't they, I don't know, because we're gonna definitely find out in the coming weeks and months, and we'll see where it goes from there.
All right, final question for George Richards from The Athletic. Here we go. Do you think there's any regrets in that front office right now on behalf of the ownership group and even Dale Tallon? While all these young cats, they're talented, do you think there's any regrets? I know that they were smart in paying them early because they got, you know, some breaks there on the salary. But you paid them without actually them being, you know, proving it, that they have it, that they can take you over the top. This young core that you sign a long-term contracts has not proven to be great. There are some individual things like Barkov and Trocheck and stuff like that. But as a team paying all these cats, it has not paid off for them. Do you think there's some regrets in that front office about paying all these guys ahead of time when they really had not proven jack?
Well, I think there probably is a little bit. I think when you look at signing and the two you're looking at, you're not looking at Trocheck is making a comparable salary to what he should be. You're actually getting a huge bargain
with Barkov
and Huberto, because those two guys are getting paid, what, just under $6 million for their production. They're a steal. Especially when you look at what, you know, guys like Panarin and all those are making. So they're probably, you know, getting paid at about, you know, 50, 55 cents on the dollar. So you're stealing that. The two you're looking at is Mike Matheson and Aaron Ekblad getting those 8-year deals, 2 years in the league. And I know a lot of GMs around the league weren't real happy with the Panthers because that set a market, because other young defensemen were like, well, I've been in the league 2 years, 3 years. I want that. And then, you know, GMs have to say, well, that doesn't happen. Well, it did in Florida. So is there regret? I don't know. Aaron Ekblad is turning into one of the better defensemen around. And I'm not going to call him elite, but I think he's a pretty good 1-2 centerman. He is at a nice cap hit. When I say nice, I mean nice for him. But, you know, he is part of that team. He's a big part of that team. And I think Aaron Ekblad is fine. I mean, you know, you got to pay your top defenseman what you pay. Mike Matheson, maybe they jumped the gun a little bit, although at the time, there were a lot of people saying, Mike Matheson is better than Aaron Ekblad. And if you've already given Ekblad 8 years, you might as well lock this guy up too. And then that one hasn't worked out as well, although Matheson, when you take the contract out of consideration, has played pretty good lately. He's a good, smart, young defenseman with terrific skills. He can still grow into a top-end defenseman. I know it's tough to take that contract out of the conversation because right, that is a huge part of the conversation. But, maybe they did rush a little bit to give those guys the 8-year deals when they didn't have to.
Well, let's see if they can get a win tonight against the Kings at the BB&T Center, and this man will be covering it like he always does, an exceptional job of covering the Panthers for a long, long time. He is George Richards. Follow him on Twitter at George Richards. More importantly, catch his work at The Athletic, and make sure you subscribe, because for like $4 a month, you get the entire country and all of your local teams. George, as always, you are a stud, my brother. Enjoy the Okie.
All right, my man. Be good, brother.
Be good, baby. There you go. The great George Richards, man. Good stuff there, as always.